Lest We Forget, The American Dream.
Now, children, everyone quiet. Tommy has something to show and tell. Is that right, Tommy?
Yes, Mrs. Blake. It's some mercury. Our thermometer broke and this silver stuff fell out.
Well, that's fine, Tommy. But first you'd better explain to Ricardo what show and tell means. This is his first day in class and he may not know. Do you, Ricardo?
No, ma'am. My other school didn't have that. Well, we bring something to class every day. Something funny or new. And we show it to everybody and tell about it. This is the first time I found anything to bring.
Oh, I see. And that's mercury in your hand.
Yeah.
Gee, look at it slide around.
Hey, be careful. Oh, now look what you've done. You made it fall on the floor. You did it on purpose, you dirty Puerto Rican, you!
Lest We Forget, The American Dream, the first in a new series of programs dedicated to you, to me, to all Americans, and the kind of America we want to live in. Our story today, Face to Face, starring Helen Hayes.
You did. I saw you.
I didn't. I tell you, and I'm 30.
Tommy, Ricardo, Tommy, stop it this instant. I will not have this sort of thing in my class.
You know what it means, this name calling. You know the nasty thing it can grow into. Patiently, quietly, and in front of the entire class, you explained to Tommy that it was an accident, that name-calling is bad, that some individuals may be dirty and some clean, but certainly it has nothing to do with their being Puerto Ricans or French or Greeks or Italians or anything else. Ricardo's eyes are full of gratitude, but Tommy looks at you intently, and then he says,
"Yeah? Well, my father doesn't tell lies."
"But no one said he did, Tommy."
"You did just now."
"What do you mean, Tommy?"
"My father just rented a house to Ricardo's father. That's what he told my mother. He said he didn't want to because all Puerto Ricans are dirty."
"But your father didn't mean that, Tommy, not the way you think."
"Oh, yes, he did. I believe what my father said. Ricardo's a dirty Puerto Rican."
"Wait, Ricardo, where are you going? Come back."
"I won't stay here. I'm going home. I'm never coming back."
"Here, Miss Blake."
"What? Oh, yes, Miss Caldwell. I'm staying on a little longer."
"You're still upset about what happened this morning?"
"Frankly, yes. I wish I knew how I could make them understand."
"Oh, come now. You're making a mountain out of a molehill."
"Wondering if I ought to see Tommy's parents. That's where it started, you know, with his father's remark."
"You're not serious. Why, by tomorrow the children will probably have forgotten the incident completely."
"Perhaps, but
Mrs.
suppose..."
"Mrs. Blake, you're a very good teacher, and I know you like your job. I wouldn't see Tommy's father if I were you. In case you didn't know, Tommy's father is a member of the school board."
You say to yourself, you'll wait and see. Your husband always said, "You're too serious, take it easy." And sure enough, back at school the next day, you see the children, Tommy, Ricardo, and all the rest playing in the schoolyard, their favorite game.
"Here we come.
Where from?"
"Jamestown, Virginia."
"What's your trade?"
"Lemonade."
"Give us some."
"Kate's done."
"What's your initials?" "Hey, Johnny, it's your turn. I said, what's your initials?"
"I'm not playing. I'm not playing if I have to be on Ricardo's side."
"What's the matter with Ricardo's side? I'm on his side."
"Yeah, what's the matter with my side?"
"You tell him, Tommy, like you told him yesterday."
"If you had any brains, you know that nobody wants to be on your side, you dirty old putter."
"Children, children, what's the trouble?"
"They won't play with me because Tommy's calling me names."
"I'll do more than that, too."
"Oh, hit me, I'll show you, I'll kill you, you little..."
Quickly, you step between them and march them both into the classroom. You try to talk to them again, try to explain. You tell Tommy that if this keeps up, you'll have to report him to the principal. Now, that seems to make an impression. Reluctantly, at your urging, he shakes hands with Ricardo and the boys make up. The bell rings and all is peaceful again, at least on the surface, as you start your class. But you see the boys whispering. You hear what they're saying.
"Hey, Tommy, your eye's getting black. You're not going to let him get away with that, are you?"
"Nah, just wait till after school. I'll fix him good."
"You just wait, Ricardo. Tommy's going to get you after school."
"Okay, I'm not scared of him. I'll show him."
Hey, fellas, big fight after school. Tommy and Ricardo. We'll fix that Ricardo so he'll never come back here again.
Now you know it didn't pass, as Miss Caldwell said. It didn't stop with name-calling. The very thing you feared is coming about. It started with a word, a nasty word, and now your class is divided. Now, like their elders have so many times, they're turning to violence. But not if you can help it.
Oh, what have I done? What are you keeping me in?
There will be no fighting between you and Ricardo, do you understand?
Why are you on his side all the time?
Because you're on the wrong side, Tommy, that's why.
Yeah? You can keep me in from now till tomorrow. But my father said it, and my father doesn't tell lies.
Well, come in, Mrs. Blake, come in. Glad to see you. Always glad to meet Tommy's teachers.
Thank you, Mr. Davis.
Here, have a chair. Your first year at the school, isn't it?
Yes, Mr. Davis.
Well, what can I do for you? Tommy, done anything wrong?
It isn't so much about Tommy, Mr. Davis, that I came to see you. It's about you.
About me, Mrs. Blake?
Yes. I understand from Tommy that you recently rented a house to a family named Guerrero, Puerto Ricans.
Well, yes. Is there anything wrong with that? They seemed like nice people.
I'm glad you feel that way, Mr. Davis, because I'm afraid that unintentionally, perhaps, you've done them an injustice.
Injustice, Mrs. Blake? Well, I've done them a favor, renting them the house.
One evening, shortly afterward, you spoke about the Guerreros to Mrs. Davis. Tommy heard what you said.
Now, see here, Mrs. Blake. That was said in the privacy of my own home.
I wouldn't say it was very private, would you, Mr. Davis, when the next day 15 children learned what you said about Puerto Ricans and are being influenced by it?
Oh, so that's it. That son of mine's been carrying tales to school, has he? Well, I'll straighten him out.
I'm sure you can, Mr. Davis, but I don't think you quite understand.
Understand? What more is there to understand?
The other day, you, Tommy's best authority on everything, planted a seed of prejudice against a whole group of people in Tommy's mind. Tommy believed you, and now my class is divided by that prejudice.
Aren't you exaggerating the whole incident, Mrs. Blake? After all, it was only a remark.
I had hoped that I was exaggerating. I don't think so now, and I don't think you will either when you see Tommy. He got into a fight with Ricardo Guerrero, and I'm afraid that Tommy has a black eye.
What? That Puerto Rican kid hit him? Well, why didn't you stop it? What are you there for?
But I did, only a little too late. I can do my part, Mr. Davis, but it's both of us working together at home and at school. That's the only way a child grows up thinking right.
Well, what do you want me to do?
You put something untrue into your child's mind, and you're the only one who can take it out of his mind.
I have a better way to fix it than that. There won't be any more fighting, Mrs. Blake. I promise you that.
What do you mean?
It was a mistake to rent that house to those Puerto Ricans in the first place. Always fighting, causing trouble. Tomorrow, that family gets notice to move. When the family moves, their young hoodlum is withdrawn from school, and the problem is solved. Your troubles are over, Mrs. Blake.
All the way home, you say to yourself, your troubles are over, Mrs. Blake, the problem's solved. Yes, it could be solved that way, and you'd no longer have a problem. You tried, and you failed. Now let Mr. Davis handle it. You don't want any trouble, and you did try. But you remember what Todd said in the last letter he wrote before he gave his life for the very things you're fighting for now. You must meet the enemy face to face. But you did that. You spoke to Tommy and Ricardo, to the children and to Tommy's father, and nothing came of it. Yet you must make something better of this mixed-up world, just as Todd tried to do. That means teaching people to live together without prejudice, without hatred, and you intend to do just that, regardless of the cost.
Mr. Davis, this is Mrs. Blake. Forgive me for calling you at home, but I thought you'd like to know that I am sending my resignation to the school board tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear it, Mrs. Blake. Why are you doing that?
Because of your remark, my class heard Ricardo Guerrero called a name that wasn't his. In the last few days, Dirty Puerto Rican has not... been three words, but one word to 15 children, and who knows how many more.
Oh, now it's not that serious, Mrs. Blake. Why, you sound as if you expect to have a 100 little Hitlers on your hands tomorrow, all because of one little remark.
It started that way in Nazi Germany, Mr. Davis, with a lie that engulfed a nation in religious hatred, a lie that plunged the world into a war that cost millions of lives. I think your little remark, as you call it, is very serious, and your attitude this afternoon even more so.
Well, I admit I was a little hasty this afternoon. The Puerto Rican family can stay in the house.
That's very nice of you, Mr. Davis, but I'm resigning nevertheless.
But that would be a loss to the school. You're a very good teacher. There's no reason why...
My letter of resignation mentions lack of cooperation from parents. I'm referring the school board to you for an explanation. Goodbye, Mr. Davis.
The walls of the school are closing in on you, squeezing you out. Meeting the enemy face to face, that's what Todd wrote. On the battlefield, perhaps, but in the classroom, what do? You've failed, and you have to tell the children that you've failed. And then, the door of the classroom opens. There stands Ricardo and Tommy and Tommy's father, together.
I hope you'll overlook our being late for school, Mrs. Blake, but Tommy, Ricardo, and I had some special business to attend to this morning.
Ricardo and I have something to show and tell, Mrs. Blake.
It's a postcard. Tommy's father bought it for us. Read what's on the back, Mrs. Blake.
Suppose you read it, Tommy, and Ricardo can show it.
Okay, Ricardo?
Sure, go ahead, Tommy.
Well, this morning my father took Ricardo and me to the Jefferson Memorial. He brought us his postcard. On it, it says, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." And underneath it, it says, "The Declaration of Independence."
Can you tell us what that means, Tommy?
Well, not exactly. It's got too many big words. But my father says it means that Ricardo and I should be friends. That in America, all kids should be friends.
And you and Ricardo are friends now?
Sure. I had it all wrong about Ricardo. My father told me.
Very good, Tommy. Ricardo, you can take the card now and show it to the other boys and girls.
Okay, Mrs. Blake.
Mrs. Blake, if you haven't sent it, may I have the letter you wrote to the school board?
Why, of course, Mr. Davis. Here it is on my desk.
Do you mind if I tear it up?
Well, Mr. Davis, what else can you do with it?
Thank you, Mrs. Blake.
This is a very important postcard, children. Tommy told you about it very well. In America, all children should be friends. Here we work together. What one knows, he shares with the others so that all may understand and live together without hatred or fighting. Children, grown-ups, students, teachers, parents. Because America is a great dream of brotherhood, a dream that can come true each day if each of us does his share in making it come true.
The Institute for Democratic Education has brought you, Lest We Forget, The American Dream. Today's story starred Helen Hayes. Listen in again next week for another program in this series dedicated to you, to me, to all Americans, and the kind of America we want to live in. Not tomorrow, but today.